silver Dodge minivan in the parking lot with its lights on. So if that's you, there you go. All right, let's just close our eyes. If you would, just open your hands. I'm going to pray. I'm going to read some scripture, and then we'll get to worship. Father, we love you. We love you. We love you. We ask that you would give us such an ability to enter into this place of worship with you this morning. As a body of believers, you are worthy. You are worthy. Amen. Are you weary, carrying a heavy burden? Then come to me, and I will refresh your life, for I am your oasis. Simply join your life with mine, learn my ways, and you'll discover that I'm gentle, humble, easy to please, and you will find refreshment and rest in me. For all that I require of you will be pleasant and easy to bear. That's the God we're about to worship. Amen.
Thank you. it's going to do today. My soul will sing. give her all over again. I give my all over again, and I choose to bless you, to bless you, to bless you. I choose to bless you, to bless you, to bless you, Lord. I choose to bless you, to bless you, to bless you, God. To bless you, to bless you, to bless you, God. I choose to bless you. The most worthy one, we choose to bless you. This week, as I was praying about this set list, I was looking over the lyrics of these songs, and this next song is called Victory Is Yours. And you know, sometimes we can get really caught up in the sound, or you know, it's like it's a sound you like, it's a really catchy tune, but man, these words that we declare, they're so powerful. And I was reading over the lyrics of this song, Victory Is Yours. I'm actually going to read them to you, because I want, as we sing it, for these words to just wash over you. Will you put them up here, Ben? Our fight is with weapons unseen. Your enemies crash to their knees as we rise up in worship. When trials unleash like a flood, the battle belongs to our God as we cry out in worship. The victory is yours. You're riding on the storm, and your name is unfailing. Though kingdoms rise and fall, your throne withstands it all. Your name is unshaken. God, you are unfailing, and you are unshaken in this place, God. It's who you are. We say yes to the name unfailing, and yes to the name unshaken. What hell meant to break me has failed. Now nothing will silence my praise. I will cry out in worship. The walls of the prison will shake as the chain-breaking King rises to save, as we cry out in worship. The victory is yours. You are riding on the storm, and your name is unfailing. Though kingdoms rise and fall, your throne withstands it all. Your name is unshaken. God, we just declare in this place, Father, as we sing this song, that the victory is yours. To every situation, to every battle, to every season, to every rise and every fall, Lord, the triumphs are yours. The victories are yours. Jesus, we give you all the glory in the high seasons and in the low seasons, at the peaks and at the falls. God, the victory is yours. You see beyond where we are. You see beyond the situation. You see beyond what we feel. You see beyond what we're experiencing. Even when I don't see it, you're moving. Even when I don't feel it, you're moving. It's who you are. So God, we stand from this place, whether it's at the top of a mountain or at the low of a valley, and God, we say the victory is yours today. The victory is yours today, regardless of what I see and regardless of what I feel. The victory is yours, and I am going to proclaim the triumphant King, my triumphant God, this morning. Jesus. We proclaim your name, God, triumphant. Every victory is yours, Jesus. Every victory is yours. Our fight.
Your enemies crash.
what helmet?
Pull the walls of the prison, we'll share.
right, we are going to enter into tithes and offerings. All the kids, I want you to stay up here. If you're waving a flag, I don't want you to stop. Hey, you can bring the buckets up, son. It's going to be a little different. I feel a burden in an open heaven right now to pray for our nation. Don't be afraid to weep for America. Our nation is divided right now. And if you're watching the news, you will see a nation that is divided. This is not about Democrats versus Republicans. This is about the church operating in the authority that the Lord has given us. There has never been a nation that's exported the gospel as much as the United States has. For that reason alone, she's worth contending for. And that's what we're going to do right now. If you don't know how to pray as I'm praying, I want you to follow along and just say, "Come, Lord Jesus, come. Come, Lord Jesus, come." And then we'll continue in worship. Holy Father, we come before you on behalf of our divided nation as the church today. I pray that as our government is torn apart, God, that you would strengthen the church in unity. That we would have grace now to be that city on a hill. That we would pray and contend for our nation. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we confront every stronghold of division. We confront strongholds of secular humanism, of materialism, every element of idolatry in the church. We confront right now, Father, and we ask that there be an open heaven unto revival on the church. That while the nation and our governments are divided and we are literally devouring ourselves, that the church would have grace for unity, for prayer, for fasting to seek your face. It is you, Lord, that we need. It is you, Lord, that we want. Open our eyes. Give us grace to pray and to worship. In Jesus' name.
Thank you.
your promise. Thank you.
I wanted to share a vision that I had three times this week. Austin was sharing this morning, and my spirit was like, yes, yes. He was talking about a nation divided. This week, I saw this horse, and I saw Jesus running on the top of the mountains on this horse, and he was running back and forth and back and forth, and he had a flag, kind of like you would see on Braveheart, where Mel Gibson is running in front of the army, rallying the army. Are you ready? Are you ready? And I kept hearing the Lord say, are you ready? Is the church ready? Are you guys with me? Are you with me? Are you with me? And his eyes were fire, and he was looking at us. And on his flag this morning, I saw the word prayer. Are you with me, church? Are you with me? And he was like trying to engage, and he was looking back and forth and back and forth. And it was just riveting. And I knew that the Lord was saying, if you want a country united, you have to unite the church under Jesus Christ. So
this morning when we were in prayer before the service, I saw an angel come into the room. And the angel was, his hair, his face, everything was the American flag. And I knew he was the angel over America. And he had a pen and he was writing, furiously writing. History belongs to those who pray. We have authority to pray the kingdom into this nation. This is God's plan. To pray the kingdom of God into this nation. A just kingdom. A kingdom of love. A kingdom that cares for all men and women and children. A kingdom that lasts forever. This is what we're called to. Arise, church. Arise, arise, arise. Because this is the hour of turning. This is the hour of establishing. This is the hour of governing with Jesus through prayer and intercession.
I also wanted to share something. This is a picture for you guys of what God did when we were on our trip. We traveled to different places, but God sent us to Lexington so Kim could meet a brother that she had never met before in her entire life, and he brought healing. And we stayed at the Robert E. Lee Hotel in Confederate, for those of you know the North and the South. During the Civil War, Robert E. Lee was on the side of the South, the Confederates. And also in Lexington, Stonewall Jackson's memorial is there. And he also was the one of the guys who started in the Confederate Army the revival that started the Second Great Awakening. And they called him Blue Light Jackson because of his faith for the Lord in the Confederate Army. So the church starts partnering and saying, rise up, fathers, and rise up righteousness for the Democratic Party. It doesn't matter the party. Rise up, because when you start being fathered and loved, God crosses all of that, and he can heal across. When we left from there and we went to D.C., and we ended up in a restaurant that was so liberal, you could have, like, walked on it. It was unbelievable. And I'm like, God, what are we doing here, you know? And the Lord just had us love. And when I was there, we're walking out, and I'm going, God, what is this about? And there's this book there, and it says, celebrating women, the fatherless women of this generation. And I went, they're celebrating the fatherlessness. They need fathers to arise, spiritual fathers, for the healing to cross this this civil gap that we have. Anyway, so I just really just felt like encouraging you guys, pray, church arise, fathers arise, let the revival arise, wherever it may. Love.
Talking, and it occurred to me, typically when I sing this song, I'm thinking about myself and the Lord. Then you can put up the broken vessels, first verse. But as I was listening to them talk, I realized that today we could pray this as we sing it as a request for unity in the body. All of the pieces, Lord, would you have mercy and gather us together and mend us and make us whole as a body, that our focus is Jesus. The uniting factor is Jesus, not all the dividing little things that aren't heaven and hell issues and don't necessarily matter, but it's Jesus that we focus on. And then when I just think about, I focus on the love in his eyes, and he laid himself down for us. He takes all of our failures as a church. He takes all of our weakness. as a church, but he gathers us together. And so, Father, that's our prayer. We just, as we sing this song out, we release this prayer over the church in this region, in this nation, over the believers in the world, that we would find that unity, that ability to come together under the lordship of Jesus, under the overarching name of Jesus. We bless your name. We bless the name of Jesus. There is no other name. In all the heavens, in all the earth, and under the earth, there is no other name. There is no other name. There is no other one but the Son. There is no other name by which we can call on and be saved. There is no other one. All these pieces broken.
Empty-handed, but not.
So I heard God tell me to come up here and do a prophetic act for our country. In order to have healing, we have to have repentance. And we have to let God break our hearts for what breaks His. So I just want to pray. And ask that God would forgive us for our contempt and our loathing of the Democratic Party and those on the left, those that we have judged. And we just release forgiveness and love. And we say we're sorry for not speaking life over those that founded this country with us. So God, as we repent before You, we turn our hearts back towards You, and we ask that You would heal our land, that we would love our brothers, and that release of forgiveness would come and flow over the land of the free and the home of the brave. And God, we just pray for a release of revival in that political party, in the left, in the independents, and also in the Republican Party. But God, we cry out for the fathers and the love, the restoration of family and revival.
Amen. I just want to tell you that it is such a privilege to be together in this environment with you. I just want to say one quick thing about intercession. I don't think any of us had intention of that happening. I want to say this about prayer real quick. In the book of Ephesians, it talks about the five offices that operate within the church: pastor, teacher, evangelist, prophet, apostle. It doesn't mention intercession, intercessor. Do you know why? We're all called to intercede. And so I know we have a few people in the military And one of the things I've realized being in the military myself, we are always talking about how can we outpace the weapon systems of the Chinese or the Russians or what other country. We're working on weapon systems that won't be operational for 20 years right now in secret places all over the country. Here's a cool thing about intercession. I'm speaking to the men specifically right now. God has called us to wage war in the spiritual domain in heavenly realms. It's not just for the women. It's for us. And he's given us a weapon system that will never be surpassed. And it's in your belly. It's the Holy Spirit of God. So as a church, it's incumbent on all of us to rally around that banner. Those are great words, by the way. Thank you so much for sharing that. To fight and to get into the arena and contend for our nation. So thank you. And give it up for our worship team. So I want to thank Aaron, Annie, Dakota, Josh, Julie, and Susie. So every week, I just love worshiping with you all. So anyway, I cut the offering a little bit short, but I just want to remind you, there's three ways to give. There's now two because the buckets are gone, but there's boxes on the back wall, and you can also give online at akbridgeofhope.com. So again, welcome to church. Marita.
What a great day. Thank you all for coming. Aren't you glad you're here? Wow, we have such a great body. And I love just how the Spirit moves here and speaks to every one of us. And so good. It's so good. I'm a visual person. And so when Rachel shared about the horse, man, I could see that. I could see that. And rather than in Braveheart where he's going, freedom, you know, the freedom that Jesus has for us is so much greater than that freedom. You know, and I could just see that love in his eyes. He's not that what's in his eyes is not revenge or any of that, but just this great, great love. It's like, come, come. I'm calling you. Boy, that was good. All right, announcements. First of all, I just want to thank you. Last week, how many enjoyed yummy, cozy soups after the service? Thank you so much for staying, for bringing such a great variety. And I just love that once a month where we can join together and just catch up and share life and encourage one another. So our next one will be February 9th and Italian. So, yeah. Who likes Italian food? Yeah. So mark your calendars and get ready for that. And also I want to thank the women that braved the cold and came to my house last night. And it was so good. Michelle shared amazing word and sang over us. And it was really a good night. And thank you, women, for coming up. And we'll be doing it again in February. I'll let you know when that is. So our regular weekly Monday night adult volleyball here, 7 p.m. Good place to come out and warm up, right? And Wednesday, food pantry, 4 to 5. Friday, something's going on.
I don't know.
What's going on Friday night? Yeah, she's excited. 7 p.m., teens. Also, one last thing. I do have a table up in the foyer of Lost and Found. So I'm not going to be keeping it up much longer. So make sure you just take the time, look through there. You might find something you've been looking for. Thank you.
Awesome. Thanks, Marita. Kids, are you ready?
Yeah.
I guess not. Well, we're not letting you stay anyway, so you got to walk to the back. Teens are staying in here, by the way. So all the kids in the back, everyone else, take a few minutes, greet one another, and we'll get ready for Zach to preach.